We got to do that.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody to the post-fight show, Stavern vs. Wilder. It was an exciting night in the heavyweight division. It finally happened. It came through. Leading up to the fight, I was very excited, very nervous, didn't know what to expect. And I'll give it to these two big guys. They delivered, especially for the first six rounds. Usually after the first six rounds, heavyweights wear down, they die down. But these two guys went at it, and I think that's the purpose of the new heavyweight division, is that these guys, you know, consistently go at it or they go after it. So it was a blessing in disguise. You know, this is the heavyweights we get nowadays in the United States. We get a former football player and a former basketball player. Something went wrong. It's not like the 70s where everybody wants to fight first. But exciting night. You know, I'll get to the scorecards and all the other stuff that I was upset about in the first fight with Imam and everything. But right now, I want to turn it over to our training expert, Nick. Nick, have at it. I got to hear your opinion on what you think on both fighters technically and all that other good stuff.
Okay. Well, first, Corey, I just want to say, you know, to anybody who's listening out there, I hope, you know, I don't want to sound disrespectful or to offend any of our listeners, but I got to say, in my opinion, from a technical standpoint, it was probably one of the worst yet exciting fights I had ever seen. I literally was, you know, like I mentioned before, I was feeling sick, man, just from watching all the mistakes that were being made, the things that could have been different, just the little details. I mean, I saw so many problems with both men that I almost felt like you had two people that didn't really know how to box, but they were in there just kind of fighting, no skills. So, but it did make for an exciting fight. And I'll go ahead and point out some things right now. I was a little upset that Stavern didn't seem like he knew how to catch jabs or really block the right hand. Like he was kind of covering up a turtle shell, and he moved a lot, maybe too much, too nervous kind of energy, and I didn't like that too much. He didn't have much head movement. I did not like his feet. Both men had real sloppy footwork, but Stavern had his feet way too close together, and every time, if you notice, he got hit with that right hand, even when he blocked it, it would rock him back on his heels. Maybe it didn't necessarily hurt him, but the balance was bad. And what killed me was if Deontay Wilder had just thrown not just a jab and a right hand, but if he had followed it up with a 1-2, 1-2, just keep walking into him, I think, you know, with Stavern being on his heels, you know, Deontay could have done a lot more damage than what he did. But again, you know, same thing. Wilder had his feet were crossing over. He wasn't keeping them the right distance the whole time. They were both getting wild with their shots. There was a lot of talking. And although it is exciting, you know, every time one of them talked, the other one would actually sit there. It seemed like they were just standing there listening. So, you know, I'm like, man, I would just go in there and just get the job done, man. I ain't trying to listen to this man talk. Go ahead and shut the mouth. So, I don't know. Like I said, it was exciting, but I couldn't believe it, man. I could not believe it. And if you ever notice, Corey, that's what I call – they were taking turns in there, and I can't stand that when I watch fights. And what I mean by taking turns is when a guy throws a 1-2 or he throws, you know, one or two shots, and then he stops and then waits for the other person to throw one or two shots, and then he throws one or two shots. So that's what I call taking turns. Like, there's no reason to take turns. What if I throw a 1-2 and I'm not getting no feedback from the other man? I'm going to just keep going. And that's what they call burning the house down in the old days. Just keep blasting away at him. This guy ain't throwing nothing back anyway. He's waiting for you to stop and give him his turn. I don't play those games. So, anyways, like I said, I'll tell you right now, I think if I had went there that night, had my trunks on, my gloves, go back to my fighting days, I probably would have been the first welterweight to win a heavyweight title. That's how I felt, how bad that was. My opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I see what you're saying. It seemed like both of them were very nervous and very scared as far as to take a chance. I mean, you seen Deontay Wilder doing his little goofy dance when he was coming halfway through the fight in the fourth round because he hadn't been past the fourth round. I mean, you could say what you want. There was a couple times Stavern went back and then Wilder tried to over-pursue, but as I said earlier on the show earlier, What's Wilder going to do when he throws all those punches and somebody doesn't drop? And Stavern sat there and looked at him like, yeah, I'm not going to drop. I'm not Joe Blow from down the street. But at the same time, I thought it was funny, too, because when you look at the replay of some of them, Stavern hit Wilder with something, and you saw Wilder stagger and go back, and he just smiled. But you could see the look in his eyes, and that dude was worried in that round.
Oh, yeah. Anytime a guy, I noticed anytime a fighter smiles or shakes their head, that means they're hurt. I mean, I almost always automatically believe they're hurt when they start smiling and laughing. It's just a little mind game. They try to act like it didn't bother them, but it did.
Now the most hysterical thing to me, though, Nick, was when he grabbed him, right? And he thought he had Wilder, and then he just tackled him.
But that's good. He stopped himself from getting a knockdown.
Right.
That was good.
He just straight tackled him, and he went for it. Now, but before we go on, I mean, this is what really pisses me off. Those scorecards were absolutely horrendous, Nick. Absolutely, 120 to 108. Myself, Nick, I scored it 116 to 112, just writing on a piece of paper who I gave it for, because there were some rounds neither one of them was really doing anything, but I gave some of the rounds to Stavern earlier because he was the aggressor. And honestly, in my opinion, Nick, I don't think Stavern had to keep walking him down like he was. He kept walking him down. All he had to do was go in there, boom, 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 hit him with four or five of the shots, and then bounce around in the ring. He didn't have to keep walking him down. I know he wanted to close the distance, but he should have, closed the distance, got some good shots in, and then moved. I don't understand why he, because I feel like he wore himself down just trying to keep walking him down, him down the whole fight.
And, and it's like they said, the commentators had, hit it right on the button, too, when they were talking about how he wasn't really cutting the ring off like he should have, and I was actually – kind of surprised at that. For somebody who wanted to kind of put that pressure on Wilder, I'm really shocked at that. And I was really shocked at the interview when they asked him, what happened tonight. And he just did not have a good answer at all. It didn't even make any doggone sense what he was talking about. I didn't feel 100%. I was like, he had all the confidence in the world. And they even pointed that out. They said, hey, when did that happen? And he was like, well, I felt good before the fight. And when the fight was started, I just wasn't able to do anything I just didn't feel right. And I'm like, come on, man. I mean, I don't know what that means, or if he's just still shaking up and he just, on the spot, he couldn't really talk right. But it didn't make any sense, man. So I really would like to know exactly what his trainers had trained him on, because I had a little more confidence in him than that. And like I said, I was just disappointed, Corey. I mean, I'll be honest. Like I said, a great fight, though. I will say it's a great fight. And you're right about the scorecards. That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I think he had to be shook to some extent, Nick, because I don't understand how, for some reason, that when it came time to deliver, I don't understand how those things happen. Like, he kind of, I was like, okay, there you go, follow up, hit him. And he just wouldn't follow up, and he just wouldn't hit him for some reason. Like, and then they asked him that, and he was just like, I don't know. So I don't know if he froze. And I seen one time he hit him hard, and he ducked his head real quick because he thought Wilder was going to counter him. But he didn't realize that Wilder doesn't really know how to counter like that. And he didn't even throw a punch at that. If he would have stayed after him, he probably would have knocked him out that time. So it really, I think, came to Stavern in some situations. He gave Wilder respect, but in some situations he gave him too much respect. I feel like he could have been a little more aggressive and handled his business. It would have been a whole different story. Right now, go ahead and welcome Bill to the show and ask Bill what he thinks about this fight. Bill, welcome to the show. What do you think?
Well, all right, fellas, how are you both? Honestly, that fight was, I don't know, man. I don't know. I agree with everything you guys were just saying, but my biggest problem started in the first round, when I saw how Stavern, the distance he was giving himself. He never closed the distance. And when he did that in the first round, I said, uh-oh. He didn't fight the way I thought he should have or would have for the fight talk in the beginning. I thought, he had to be right up on that guy, because you saw a lot of times he was missing Wilder because he didn't have the arm reach to reach him. And he had to be a lot closer than he was all night, and he never really closed the distance. That was my biggest problem. And then, like you said, he didn't know how to touch the ring off. To me personally, I think Wilder pitched the shutout. Now, don't get me wrong, I was rooting for Stavern because I don't really care for Wilder because he's too arrogant for my taste. But he definitely won the fight easy tonight. He just did more. And then he got robbed of a knockdown because that was definitely a knockdown.
Hey, so, and you know, if you
Stavern was hurt.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and Bill, exactly. I agree with that. If y'all remember, though, earlier this morning, I was telling y'all that I felt that what was gonna happen was Deontay Wilder was going to end up probably landing a decent shot somewhere in the beginning of the fight, and that it was going to shake up Stavern. But then I also predicted that Stavern was going to, realize, you know, I can't get hit with these kind of shots. I'm going to go ahead and make an adjustment and then do his thing. That's where I thought I was going to go. But I feel like as soon as he got that, when he got rocked, I can't remember whether it was maybe the second round or maybe the first round, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was the second round.
Okay, it might have been the second round, but I remember as soon as he got rocked, he wasn't the same. Like, it was like, okay,
no, he wasn't.
Now it looked like he was like, oh, shit, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, this is not, And then all of a sudden, it went, you know, he stayed in there, man, but he got hurt in there a lot of times. There was a lot of times in that fight. He got hit unnecessarily, and he got rocked, man.
He didn't have any answers for anything, real. He didn't know how to close distance. That was a major problem. He didn't move his head at all. And his foot movement, I mean, he had no leg boxing at all. His feet are terrible. So he just had so many issues in that fight to me. But like us, again, getting back to my biggest complaint about heavyweight fights anyway, differential was the whole issue. I can't even say it was because Wilder was the better fighter. It's just that he had so much reach on him that he enjoyed that reach. And used it to
see,
his
I'm going to have to disagree with that because there was a couple times in the fight, Bill, that Stavern did rock Wilder. And Wilder tried to smile and act like he didn't do it. But there was three or four times where I seen Wilder stagger and then try and crunch into the corner. And then the bell ring or it saved him or he curled up or Stavern just didn't follow through anticipating the counterpunch. So there was I can name at least 8 or 9 fights. I'll probably watch it again later on in the night. I can name 8 or 9 times where he had Wilder rock, but he just didn't keep on jumping on his ass for some reason.
I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he hit him a couple of times and looked like he caught his attention, but I don't think he ever hurt him the whole fight. I really don't. I don't think Stavern hurt Wilder one time in that fight. Because he wasn't...
At least not the same.
Uh-huh.
He didn't hurt him the same way that Wilder hurt him, that's for sure.
Right, but you could see that Deontay wasn't walking forward. You could see he wasn't throwing punches with confidence anymore. There was a couple times in this fight where I seen when he got hit by Stavern, he was just like, all right, I'm going to try and get out of round. That rocked me. He wasn't coming forward. He wasn't trying to come after him. And I just didn't understand why Stavern didn't keep attacking him once he got into that point. Because there was a couple times where Wilder was not being all arrogant, and you could see him tired in his face. You could see his hands dropping down because he was tired. He started holding him by his waist, and you seen him start moving in the distance. But when you're that tall, all you have to do is jab and move. But the thing about it is when he caught him, he was like, oh, you could tell Deontay Wilder had never got hit like that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Deontay Wilder's ever been hit, period, in a fight from what I've seen.
Right.
So, I mean, him being hit at all, I think he was just more surprised that he was even somebody made contact on him. But like I said, I just don't think he landed a lot of flush shots anyway because all he had to do was just he locked back a little bit and he was out of range.
And I got to bring this up, guys. Y'all hear it with the interview. Okay, well, I wasn't a part of the interview really, but, Deontay, as soon as that fight was over, he was hollering, you know, into the camera, who can't box? Who can't? And what was the other thing he was saying? Something about you shouldn't have any questions now. You know, what questions do you have now? I'm like, man, you didn't show me anything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You didn't show me anything. I had two losers in there, to be honest with you. That's how I felt because there was so many things wrong with both of them that I felt like if either one of them had a little sense that either one of them could have ended the fight a lot more, you know, just right then and there, we all could have went to, got a good night's sleep, you know, but.
That's true.
I mean, it was terrible, man. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I still got all kinds of,
I was trying to stay awake to watch it, for real. I was like dozing. I mean, I never did go to sleep. I didn't doze, but I was struggling to stay awake to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how bad the rounds were. I totally agree, man.
See, this is exactly why I scored it 116-112, because there was rounds there where neither one of them were throwing punches, but at least Stavern was still walking towards Wilder trying to walk him down. And all Wilder was doing was moving around in the circle trying to throw his jab, and 50% of the time, his jab didn't even land.
Yeah, and it looked sloppy anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, the fight I was really impressed was the Imam fight. Imam and Malcolm. That was a good fight.
That's what we're going to transition over to. Let's go ahead and talk about that fight. You can go ahead and dive right into it, Bill, since you bring it up.
I thought that was a good action-packed, had the ebb and flow I like to see in a fight. You know what I mean? It had a little drama with it. Well, they were taking turns knocking each other down until Iman. That was my second time seeing Iman. And the last time I saw him fight, other than tonight, he scored a knockout in that fight. So now I'm paying attention to him. He's a guy to look for, and he's in an action-packed division. He's junior welter. It's a lot of guys he can see. You see, Bronner turned down a fight against him, which says a lot.
Okay.
I was just going to say that was something I wanted to bring up too, was how Bronner talks all that trash, but he turned down a fight against him, and I can see that dude knocking Bronner's block straight off. Because even though the cat, what'd you say?
I said me too. I agree. I think that guy would get Bronner.
He would get him easily. So if Ronan want to talk that stuff about he don't want to go back down to 135 because he would win, man, dude, beat the hell out of Ronan.
Yeah, I think so too. You know what, that guy has a lot of options in that division. You know, he's also got Terrence Crawford. He can possibly get him. There's a lot of guys he can see in that division. So, yeah, that made the division a little more exciting because we've got another guy we can throw in the hat now. Another name we can throw in the hat. So.
Well, the thing I was very impressed with him.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
No, I was just going to say I was definitely impressed with – I really impressed with both men. I mean, they both –
Yeah, me too.
It was almost like two of the same kind of people. Like, they were very compact. They were fast, both of them about the same speed. They had a lot of good move. They had the desire to fight, that passion to go in there and bang it out. But, and they both had the same flaw, too. In my opinion, you know, the main thing was they didn't keep their hands up when they came in throwing. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that, you know, every single one of those knockdowns, if you look at it, is somebody coming in, throwing a shot, but leaving the other hand down and, you know, the other man catching them. So, it did make an exciting fight. I'm telling you guys, that was one of those fights that I was jumping up out of my seat watching it standing up. So, definitely a good fight.
Said,
but
Nick,
that's it.
When those guys went down, like you just said, Nick, they caught each other with the exact same counterpunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I like the most about Imam is when the dude knocked him, the dude started running his mouth and getting all cocky, and I said to myself, you popping off at the muscle, but what looked like to me is that you just caught him on, but he had his legs. When he was catching him, that dude didn't have his legs. None of the four times, he knocked him down. So that's why I said, you're getting arrogant, but you're going to get clogged again. And he was getting, you know, all joyous and popping off at the muscle, and then here come the end of the second round. Boom. And when he hit him, dude didn't just go down. I mean, he did the nay-nay and went down. He made sure he did some type of everything before it went down. It wasn't just no regular knockdown. Like, when he caught Imam, he just caught him. He's like, good shot. He got up. And then even when he was trying to throw them, y'all notice Imam got them short right hands. And when he came through, he followed all the way through and strided his jaw from left to right at a 45-degree angle. Like, sit down.
That's true.
And that's a scary time. When you get knocked down like that, I mean, when that's rattling your brain big time because it – like I said, you know, when he knocked over, when Maldonado knocked down, what's his name again? I'm sorry, Iman. He, you know, like you said, it was a quick, it was like a flash knockdown. You know, okay, he got a little caught, you know, unexpectedly, he went down. But yeah, when he was knocking over the other dude down, man, that looked terrible. I mean, you could tell that's brain damage right there, man. That looked bad. And every time he went down in a bad fashion, you know, real shaken up.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I'm glad they stopped that fight, man, when they did, to be honest with you.
Me too. Me too.
Right. You tried to act like he was mad. I'm sitting there like, dude, you're not even like standing up straight. You like dancing on like you outside walking on black ice. I'm like, dude, you need to chill out before you have permanent brain damage. Now, what I want to say about this is the Leo Santa Cruz fight, it was okay. The dude gave him some resistance. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm glad they stopped that when they started, because I started falling asleep on that, because I was telling my wife, I said, man, look.
Yeah.
I said, damn. Yeah. I said, they should have put the Santa Cruz fight first and then put this one second.
That's when the car started losing momentum. I agree.
Yeah.
Because,
I feel the same way.
So true.
Yeah. No matter how you slice it, fellas, the first four rounds, the Wilder Stavern bout was exciting because you was trying to wait to see what was going to happen. So I was, you know, this is the first time I can think of, like I was telling Nick earlier in the show, where I actually been excited, nervous for a heavyweight fight. Where I'm just like, damn, they're about to fight. And it was just like when they were walking to the ring, I was like, man, this actually happening? After all the negotiation, all the talk, that they actually going to fight. Now, here's the kicker, fellas. What's going to happen next? Is Wilder going to fight Brian Jennings, or is he going to fight Klitschko? Because I tell you what, Brian Jennings is a taller, more athletic Stavern. So if he didn't really do nothing impressive with Stavern, the one thing about Jennings, he's going to move. He's going to give him footwork. So what I'm excited to see is, what is Al Haymon going to do? Is he going to pull a Adonis Stevenson on us and have us sit there and watch this guy fight Joe Blow, or like Bill says, Tomato Can Joe, Tomato Can Tom, Tomato Can Will? Are we going to see him fight a Tomato Can for the next 2 years? Or are we going to see him right away fight a Klitschko or a Brian Jennings or even a Perez, the guy who defected from Cuba? Because that's what I want to see.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what. The guy in the first heavyweight fight on the undercard had a decent right hand. You could throw him in there with him just as a little test.
Hold up, Bill. You ain't talking about the Texas dude, are you?
Yeah.
On the show Extreme?
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that fight, by the way. Did you see that fight, man?
Oh, man. I don't know. Which one was that again? Y'all fill me in on that one.
This is on show Extreme in the prelim. On show Extreme, it was this big flat guy who came in there who got notified of the fight 4 days before, and then it was this other guy who was a heavyweight, and they went in there and they fought, and then he finally knocked the flabby guy out. But for the longest time, the flabby guy was taking a punch, and he was delivering a punch.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I must have missed that one. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah, that was the first fight on the card.
Oh, okay.
And then let's talk about that second prelim, Bill. What was up with the bald head guy? It was almost like he was letting the whatever, I think it was super middleweight or whatever it was, he was just sitting there taking punches.
Yeah. Well, did you see the height difference?
I did see the height difference, but damn, Bill, you got to sit there and just take the damn punches. He didn't even try to swing back.
Yeah, his arms were so short, though, man. Yeah, he just didn't, he just didn't have a clue. He couldn't dodge.
I mean, at least Clint tried to hit the body.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, he just stood there and his head was just going. Y'all remember Mike Tyson punch out? What was his name? What was the guy you fought after Blast Joe with the bald head and the mustache?
Oh, the Bull, right? Something about the Bull, maybe?
Whatever it was. That's what he looked like to me, with his head bouncing around. And then he come around in circles, and then he disappeared, and then all of a sudden you punch him one time, and he flattens out.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. God, I can't remember the name of the character, though. Man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looked like. I really feel like I was watching Mike Tyson punch out in this scene. Like, I was there playing a Nintendo, and the dude, the brother with the bald head was just going, da-da-da-da, while his head was going. It's like, man, get this guy the hell off my TV, man. It's ridiculous.
Man, I can't believe I'm this old, man. Damn.
Yeah.
So, upcoming, fellas, we got about 4 minutes left. Upcoming, obviously, we don't have anything till February 20th. Next week, obviously, we have Rios Alvarado 10,000.
Yeah, your favorite
Yeah, my favorite people. I definitely will not be doing a post-fight show for that one. I'm going to sleep. I'm just going to watch it for boxing, and that's the end of that. I'm about sick of it. Let me ask you this, Nick. Did you see the couple times that Stavern hit Wilder in the body? He hit him with some body shots. You could see that one of them wanted to hit him in his rib rattling. What the hell was Stavern thinking? Why did he go away from the bodies?
I don't know, man. That, you know what? Because I totally know exactly what you're talking about. There was a few times when I got excited when I saw that because, you know, I'm thinking, man, you know, forget about the head, man. I mean, you're doing pretty doggone good with them body shots when you do land them, you know. And there's a couple of clear shots he had in there where I thought, you know, he hurt Wilder. But like you said, he didn't follow up very well, man. And that's – and it's kind of like I was telling you before, it's kind of like that taking turns thing. It's like – why do you stop after you throw one or two shots and it's like you wait for the other guy to throw and then you throw? You know, I hate that when they do that, man. I'm like, this is not a take turns kind of thing. When you've got somebody and they're not countering you, they're not a threat to you at that time, go ahead and blast away. Have a field day on that body, man, or head or all over, whatever you can get.
That's true.
But if you notice that a lot of fighters do that, man, it makes me sick when they do it. I'm like, come on. Especially those guys that pull back. They don't even sidestep or nothing. They pull back, and instead of, you know, you throw 1-2 and you miss, and then you stop. And I'm like, man, if you're pulling back, that usually means you're off balance. You're on your heels anyway. So I'm just going to keep coming forward and blasting away. And whether I hit you cleanly or not, you're going to be off balance, and I'll probably end up getting you where I want you anyways. But, again, I just don't understand. I don't understand it. He had a lot of good shots in there and didn't, like you said, he just could not follow up.
Nope.
And I seen him grimace. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, I seen him when he hit him right in the stomach that one time, how Wilder grimaced and then put his guard down and put his elbow right there. And I'm just like, dude, what you doing? You don't jump on him.
Yeah. Big disappointment.
It was.
It was a big disappointment, but I'm glad the fight got made. I'm glad the fight got done. You know, did anybody catch Brian Vera last night? I didn't see it. Did anybody know who won?
Brian Vera fought last night?
I didn't even know. No.
Wow.
I didn't
see nothing about that.
Yeah. It was on ESPN Friday Night Fights. I just fell asleep. But, you know, I got to watch ESPN.
Okay.
About that one, Corey.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I would say I didn't know about that one.
Oh, yeah. Friday Night Fights will be on every night this month. So that's all.
Okay.
I'm going to go on ESPN Go. I'm glad y'all ain't seeing either. So I'll go on ESPN Go myself, and I'll just check it out. When I'm bored tomorrow, because it ain't nothing on but football tomorrow, so I'll check that out on ESPN 3. If you got the ESPN app, you can always just go watch any replay. So I'll check that out, and you know.
Yeah.
What can I say, fellas? I mean, there was three solid fights. I like the prelims. Let's see what HBO does next week, and we probably gonna get some prelims there. And other news, I don't know if y'all heard, but. Cotto and Canelo have called it off. Canelo, quote unquote, said he's sick and fed up of waiting on Cotto to make his decision. So that fight's definitely off. So we'll see what Canelo does.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. I just heard about that today, too, myself.
Wow. I don't know. Cotto's been pretty inactive here. You better come up with something.
Oh, Cotto will come up with something because he's got that big following down there in Orlando. So even if he doesn't get the Floyd fight, he'll find somebody to fight. I mean, he could fight Kid Chocolate. I mean, he could fight Triple G. Don't forget about that. He could fight either one of them and still make some good money. So
what I think he'll wind up doing, though, Corey, Andy Lee.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, wow.
If he fights him in London, Bill, that's a big money maker.
Yeah.
So before we get out of here, we got about a minute left, fellas. I thank you for all your contributions to the show. Nick, who would you like to see Deontay Wilder fight next? And then I'll finish with Bill.
Oh, man, it honestly, it wouldn't even matter, Corey. I'm not excited about anything with that right now, to be honest with you. But whoever it will be, I'll be sure to tune in and point out all the mistakes.
How about that? I like that, Nick.
Yeah.
Bill?
Well, if I had a choice, I would say Klitschko.
Go ahead and get it done, huh?
Yeah.
And if I had a choice, I would say Jennings first, and then fight and then set up a big fight with Klitschko. One thing I will give Wilder respect for, he did say out of his mouth, "I want to bring excitement back to the heavyweight division." If he can beat Klitschko, he will definitely do that. I love seeing Larry Holmes and Evander Holyfield in the crowd tonight too. That brought a lot of, you know, great memories back to my So that was great, you know. But you know, we'll see. I like to see it.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I was gonna say, I think on the prelim they showed a whole lot of older fighters like Leonard, Hearns, Duran, Hagler. Did you see that clip?
I saw Hagler and Holyfield, and then I saw somebody else.
Right? Yeah, it was Leonard, Hearns, Hagler, and Duran. I saw. They all were talking to Bermain. They were talking to Bermain, Stavern. He was at some kind
and
of
function. And I saw Holyfield when they showed the replay of him getting his ear ate off by Mike Tyson when I was in the street.
Yeah.
I can't believe that fella. It was 18 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? Man.
18 years ago. Time flies.
Good times.
Man. That's
great. Good times.
So true.
Yep. All right, fellas, I thank y'all so much for joining me and your contributions. Get y'all butts to bed, and let's bring some more exciting talk about this great sport of boxing next weekend.
Sounds good,
all right.
Y'all
have a good one, man.
Do the same.
All right, peace out.
All right.
God bless.
Yep.
Good night.
Good night.
Yep, thank you to anybody who listened. Peace.